Okay, we're back with David Buick, who's still a senior market commentator for Panmure Gordon. How are you today, David?
Well, how long do you think that's going to go on for?
Many
good
years.
Morning. Good morning. How are you?
Right, good morning. Just got to get the Panama story out of the way. Is it a blow to the people involved? Is it not? Is it practical?
I don't know about you, but I'd never heard of the company before Sunday. But what has happened and what's transpired can't come as a shock to anybody. Because if you recall, shortly after the financial crisis, I'm not saying that UBS might have lost their license in the United States of America, but they had major issues with them, major, major issues, huge fines. And all of a sudden, Switzerland becomes a country where silence is no longer golden.
Yeah.
And when that kind of thing sort of happens, you realize that there is a reality check going all over the world, is that whether it's corporate, whether it's very rich people, taxation is not being paid at the full rate. And I am not surprised. I think it's quite nice to hear that a high percentage of the very large amounts comes from unacceptable despots, for want of a better expression. And there are obviously clearly a few spivs and vagabonds out there. But out of the 11.5 million pages of documentation, I'm pretty certain a high percentage of it will be bona fide.
What, like David Cameron's father?
I think that's a cheap shot for a very nice man like you. I really do. Ian Cameron's dead. His estate was probably worth, 2.4 million from what I hear. If David Cameron's father has transgressed and broken the law, then whoever is the executors of his estate will have to deal with it.
Yeah, but I think it's not quite as cheap as it sounded, because it is it's one of those things that I can't really finesse this, the greed factor, away from this. You can do these things.
You are right. Yeah.
You've got 2.4 million. You would have had 2 million here, or 1.5 million.
Isn't that enough? On it. Yeah.
Yeah. And all these other people.
Yeah, there's, fair comment.
Just to finish this off, because otherwise we could talk about it all day. There is an issue where there should be a tax rate that it's not worth avoiding. So the rich people stop doing that. If you want to have a tax shelter, there should be one available onshore as well, whether it's with the Woolwich or the Chelsea Building Society or whatever it is, just so we don't have to do all this Panama activity.
So what you're saying is you want transparency.
You want transparency, and you can do all the things that that these despots want to do behind closed doors. We should bring them back, out of them.
Very quickly, just to finish off the Cameron thing. Listen, he's dead. He died, I think, 4 years ago. When you do a deal like that, which may have been done for all I know 10, 12 years ago, I don't know, it's done, your advisors say it's okay, you shouldn't, it's perfectly all right to do it, perhaps it's not. You tend to forget it. That's why I'd like to give him the benefit of the doubt. But what you say about people not stepping up to the plate and paying their dues is correct. And we've had enough time waffling away of what should be done. You've already mentioned two thoroughly pragmatic statements of what you'd like to do is to see stuff on shore and a great deal more in the form of trade.
Yes, you are right. I know. If my name was on that list there, I would be out. I would be, I would lose my job. I would be pilloried. I would, but as I'm not one of those, one of the great and the good.
Yeah, I'm the same.
So that's that. And same, it would be the same with you as well. So, there is one law for the people up there, or one attitude to the people at the top, and one attitude for the people, for the rest of us.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. Right. Financial markets. What's the main thing in focus for you?
The main thing in focus for me is that we've got the 12% back that we surrendered between the beginning of January. Well, it wasn't really. It was probably the high point. It was 2 weeks before Christmas, to the 11th of February. And it was a really painful correction. And people thought perhaps it's not really enough. And then there was a realization that it had been overdone, and then there was a realization that perhaps oil might hit $50 a barrel, and that, the interest rate factor wasn't the main one in the United States anymore, so some poise returned to the market. Okay, so we're back to all square, nothing to do on the 5th of April. Where do we go from here? Well, I think there are still a huge number of imponderables. There are two things that concern me. And one of those worries me. The concern for me is that Janet Yellen's Fed is still vacillating. It hasn't got a clue whether Wednesday follows Tuesday. when it comes to interest rates. And that is, frankly, a concern, because everybody's looking around thinking, gosh, are we going to have two hikes? Is it going to be June and September? Are we going to have none at all? This forward guidance is, again, proving to be an absolute complete nonsense. But there are certain cracks appearing in the US economy, like the factory orders 2 days ago, which are not good. The second thing that concerns me, probably the most, is not this week, but the next 3 weeks following that, which is the earnings season. It's the second quarter earnings season. I think, Zach, we need to see an appreciable improvement on the quality of earnings that we saw in the first quarter. If we don't, then we will get another correction, in my opinion. And that is my great concern. And, you know, we've done the share buyback number, worked very well. And people have seen through that now. And the large mergers, well, they're okay, but my word, hasn't the world of corporate finance come to a grinding halt in 2016 in comparison to last year? We've got this Allergan deal now, where Allergan lost 20% of its value yesterday on the grounds that the US Treasury may not sanction it because of the tax implications, again, of leaving the country in Ireland. So really, out of all the waffle and everything else, everybody gives me Brexit. I'm not bothered about Brexit. People are bothered about Brexit. People think, oh my God, what's going to happen, the rest of it. I'm still telling you, on the 24th of June, night will follow day, and nothing really fundamental is going to change, because there'll be the same uncertainty if we remain.
No, but if there is a Brexit, it'll be chaos.
Nonsense. Anyway, I haven't got time to discuss it. Maybe we discuss that next week.
I think we've got another couple of months to discuss that.
Yeah, right. Well, that's fair enough. No, I disagree with you. And I can't just say that. I must come back and say to you why, A, B, C, D. And one of these days in the next few weeks, I will do that.
David Buick, senior market commentator, Pamela Gordon. I'm off to Monaco because I think that's much better than Panama. I don't like
it.
It's much better place to hide my money.
Enjoy.
Actually, you don't need to hide it there, do you?
Yeah.
It's fantastic. We'll be back after the break.